The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk. Travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Discover Northern Ireland. Embrace a giant spirit. Inspire your next holiday at discovernorthernireland.com.
Now, lost baggage has become a headache for holidaymakers, and Paul O'Connell, Irish independent travel editor, is here to tell us how we can cope and indeed what's going wrong. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, security delays have been eliminated. Is that
fair? Let's say, we're touching wood and all of that, let's say they've stabilised. That kind of emergency situation we were talking about in late May has been stabilised. There's been hires made and so on. I mean, the airport's not back up to the standards of 2019 just yet, but it has emerged over the past week since I've been speaking to you that one of the main headaches for travellers now, and it's something that we should have foreseen possibly, is bags going missing or bags being delayed.
Yeah, now we heard the story of Leona Maguire's golf clubs and she was reunited with them. You'd imagine that the golf clubs of a famous golfer might be hard to mislay, but
yes, and we've had stories as well of a bride losing her wedding dress. Sadly, a woman who lost her parents' ashes, although thankfully they were recovered. The wedding dress wasn't, to the best of my knowledge. But I suppose that's, you know, the stress is just unreal when your bag doesn't show up. And it just speaks to the fact that one great tip is not to put, if possible, any valuables into your checked luggage. And that can be, I know it's difficult when it's a wedding dress or a guitar or whatever, but if it's jewellery, if it's sentimental, if it's essential medicines and so on, if it's cash, that should go
carry
to
on.
Your
yeah carry
absolutely
on.
Yeah.
Okay, now when you do lose a piece of luggage, it can be very hard to get any kind of decent customer service.
Yeah,
and it's the airline who's responsible for your luggage, not in Dublin's case the DAA.
Yeah, and Dublin Airport does get it in the neck for a lot of things, but the luggage isn't its responsibility. That's handled by, I mean, there's a huge network of about 300 companies that operate out of that airport. But when it comes to luggage, Aer Lingus and Ryanair handle their own bags in Dublin. Now, it's different in other airports. They would have third parties, and other airlines coming into Dublin would use. You'd be familiar as you pass through the arrivals. You'll see the Swissport desk and the Sky handling desk. And you're absolutely right. People who find themselves in the situation where the bag doesn't show up have been then entering this kind of Dante-esque circle of customer service hell, where it's just so difficult to get people on the phone. And you know what that traces back to is every travel chat we've had seems to come back to the staffing shortages. But that's why Aer Lingus say they have hired extra customer service, and they have redeployed other people to deal with it. But this, generally speaking, and it's a global issue, this isn't a problem that's going to be resolved this summer.
Now, how can you avoid losing a bag, making it uncontactable?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'm going to tell you, I don't know how much reassurance this will be, but if you haven't travelled yet, try not to carry, to check in a bag.
Yeah.
I know how tricky this can be, and we did it. We went on our family holiday and we had these arguments around the kitchen table about how many pairs of shoes and what about the beach towels and what about the shopping and all that. But we decided to go for it and we're quite ruthless, and everybody carried their little 10 kg onto the plane. And we walked so straight from the car park area through to the security. So we missed all the queues for check-in and bag drop, but we also didn't have anything going into the hold. And so that it removed the possibility.
So you can't lose it then.
If you do decide to do that, remember to as well as packing smart, just refresh yourself on the security rules. You know, you can't throw in your full toiletries bag. You have to go through it and make sure the 100 mil rule and all that. Also, book your carry-on when you book the flight, Pat, as well as the priority boarding, because there's limited overhead bin space. If you're in the priority boarding queue, you get first dibs on that. You have to have travel insurance in place. I can't stress that enough, because it covers in place for lost luggage. But then if you have to check a bag, so if you've got the family trip, if you've got it, you're going on a long holiday, if you have the wedding dress or whatever it may be in it, so take a picture of it and take a record of the ID number. That's the little barcode that gets stuck onto it when you do the drop. Remove the ID tags from the previous flights. Those stickers are all over my bags at home. I had to do this myself. And then consider just adding something to help identify it. Like if you have to describe it over the phone or on a property irregularity report, even a little like red ribbon or something tied around a handle, but not so long that it could get caught in the machinery in that. So I know some, my own colleague in the Irish Independent, Adrian McClure, has spoken about AirTags. They're the Apple devices that like coin size that you can pop into your bag. you can then use your Find My Phone network to locate the bag. But that's not kind of a superhero solution to avoid getting lost in the first
place.
But
at least you'll know it might be in Frankfurt Airport or wherever it might be, rather than where you expected it to be.
Exactly. So. And you can actually, these are surprisingly accurate to within a few metres, so if people are searching it out.
Now, if the bag is terminally lost, if it's never going to turn up, how much can you be compensated for?
Under the Montreal Convention, you can get up to about £1,600. I just double checked on that this morning. It's the airline's responsibility. So if it doesn't appear on the carousel, you have to report it there and then. Do not leave the airport and leave it till later. So you'll do that with the airline or with the handling company. And then most bags show up. Let me just stress that. I personally have never had a bag that hasn't ultimately shown up. Yeah. Now, it has sometimes come after the whole holiday and all that. But you need to keep your receipts. So if you spend on things like toiletries or an outfit or whatnot, because of your bag is lost, keep a hold of those. It's not deemed lost till after 21 days. That under the convention. Yeah.
And but in the meantime, you can still get compensation for your out-of-pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, they have to be reasonable and they're only limited up to that amount. So, you know, I'm trying to think of an example. You don't go into Brown Thomas and splash on a whole new wardrobe or whatever it may be. Once then you pass the 21 days or if your bag shows up, at that point, then you engage with the claims with the airline. Yeah. Now, the Aer Lingus and that will have bag tracking online and all that. And they'll be able, in most cases, you're able to kind of communicate and it'll be delivered in a few days. But clearly we started this item talking about the horror stories and there are lots of those around this summer.
But your insurance, your travel insurance might be your better recourse, might it be?
I think so, given the stress that customer service is under at the moment and the reports we're hearing anecdotally and on social media about the wait times and the customer service people are getting. I won't name any individual airline there. It's a global problem. Yes, travel insurance. Remember, there might be an excess. So, but €50, €100, €150. But after that, if you have baggage with all your nice outfits and
so
stuff.
So it might be worth taking pictures of the stuff you're putting into your case as proof positive if you're making a claim. So just in case your bag gets lost.
That's a good idea. I keep a business card inside my case just in case and also have my luggage tag attached to it also. This is all to make it easier to track down if it goes lost. Unfortunately, the most vulnerable baggage to being lost is if you have a connecting flight. So if it's not a direct point-to-point flight, if it's you're connecting through, I don't know, Heathrow or through New York to somewhere else, and especially if you have to change airline, they're the ones we're told that are going missing most.
All right, well, there is another way to travel and we'll talk about it next time.
Yeah.
Take the train. Paul, thank you very much. Paul O'Connell, travel editor with the Irish Independent.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.